Broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot, you're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Okay, so our next guest just said probably one of the funniest things that I've heard, at least today. Justin Crawford is here, one of the firefighters in Fairfield. What did you just tell me? What did you just say?
I'd have no problem if this building was on fire, but I'm quite scared to be on the radio. So. First time for everything.
Listen, hey, that's why you do the job that you do. You're not afraid of fires, and we love that. And I am not afraid to be on the radio. Welcome to Melissa in the Morning, our diner tour. How are you, Justin?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I mean, first of all, what is it like serving the town of Fairfield and their fire department?
Well, it's been great. I actually started in my hometown back when I was 15 as a volunteer. And then as I went through high school, the reason that started is we had a volunteer program where you had to volunteer to graduate.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went to college for it. I have a degree in fire science.
Wow.
And then I went to paramedic school. And as I began my professional career, I ended up here. And I've since moved here. So I'm very proud to live and work in the community, in the same community. I mean, and it's been great. It's a real point of pride. That I get to get up every day and go to work and protect my neighbors, and I love that.
That's awesome. Now, did you come from a firefighting family?
No, from the best I know, my grandfather was a volunteer in like the early 50s for like a couple of years.
Really?
I was pretty much first generation, which is kind of an aberration because when you talk to a lot of people, they're like, my great grandfather was here in the 1900s, and I just honestly one day, as I mentioned with that high school program, went to my local firehouse and I got bit by the bug, as I say.
I need you to talk to my 7-year-old because we have no firefighters in our family, but he wants to do what you're talking about, where you're in high school and you're working. So we need to connect off the air.
I can do that.
Okay. You're like, just don't put a microphone in front of me. I'll talk to you all day.
Yeah, I'll pre-record it. It'll be fine.
I love, right? Yeah, exactly. I want to talk as well. I got to get connected with Bill Tuttle, who's the president of the Fairfield Firefighters Association, Local 1426.
Yep.
And there are a couple things that we wanted to touch upon, obviously, because you guys also do a lot of great community work that I don't know if people are aware of. Could you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah. So between our other organizations, or I guess I'll explain it this way. So the Fairfield Firefighters Association was formed in the 1960s, and that's like our union. And then out of that, over the years, we formed the Fairfield Firefighters Charitable Association.
Yes.
As well as the Benevolent Association. And the main difference for those wondering is that the Charitable Association is like a 501c3 that we donate to charity, the funds that come in. And the Benevolent is an organization that's kind of to take care of our members and their families. Like we have a scholarship fund through that. And unfortunately, we've had some members of our department whose families have had illnesses that we're able to give them financial support during obviously a very rough time. And it's nice to be able to take care of your own. But the charitable was one that I think we're best known for our Santa Express.
I was going to say, that's the Santa rides, right? Fire truck comes around.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everyone, whatever you call it, everyone gets the general gist of that one, which Santa comes down from the North Pole and hangs out with us for a weekend. And,
yeah, he likes the Fairfield firefighters.
He's a big fan.
I don't know if do you guys like send him something when he's on vacation in July? Because I mean, he loves you guys, and you let him drive the fire truck around. It's kind of wild, actually.
Yeah, I gotta say, I appreciate his special interest here in Fairfield, Connecticut, and it's a very meaningful thing. We get to be the elves, so we get to go along with him and spread the Christmas cheer, and that's something that I really love doing. And again, like I mentioned before, living and working in the same town, it's just such a point of pride, especially during a really happy season, to be able to bring the magic of Christmas to kids. And a lot of families do like big parties, and Santa gets to come see everyone, and it's a really, really wonderful experience, and it's something I look forward to every single Christmas season.
So I have to ask you, have you ever been one of Santa's elves?
Oh yes, every year.
Have you ever gone to the Cherry Hill Road spot in Fairfield? That's where my parents live or anything, and that we've done the Santas. I wonder if you've ever been to our house before, Justin.
It's certainly possible. I'll be honest, we visit so many people.
I know,
it's such a rush.
Hundreds.
It's kind of a blur.
It's kind of insane. And you guys have expanded it, too.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, we do. Santa stays longer and longer every year, and we send out more trucks. But I know for a fact the sign-up, it starts sometime early in the morning.
It's at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Look, you know better
Lieutenant
than I
Bob
do.
Lieutenant Bob Smith, if he doesn't text me at 5:58 that morning to let me know to sign up, I lose it every single time.
And it goes immediately.
It's insane, actually.
Which, again, is just it makes me like so proud to say that for the wonderful members of our organization that do that it's so popular. And the people love it so much that it just sells out every year without fail. And I'll be back at it again this year. So I'll keep an eye out for the address.
Just going to say, so you gave me your number, which was probably a bad idea because I'm absolutely, as soon as I get on the list, I'm going to then be like, Justin, this is where you have to stop.
That's fine. You're welcome.
And you're like, no, this radio girl is bothering me again within a year. It's going to be great.
No,
and
you're welcome too.
I want to talk about the other fun that you talked about though, because I think that's something that I don't know if all residents know. You guys support your firefighters like that. That's very cool. And I don't know many departments that do that as well.
Yeah, it's something that was new to me when I got hired here, and I was like, wow, that's a great organization that we have. Something,
the benevolent, you know. Yeah, association.
The benevolent. Yep. So we have the charitable and then the benevolent. The benevolent is the one that's meant to take care of our members. And I always say, like, in good times and bad, right? Like, your kid got into college. Excellent. Here's a bit of a scholarship fund to help them out. Or, you know, God forbid, as illness has come, if someone's going through a rough time, you can give them some support and help them if they're, you know, if they're out of work, or God forbid, one of their members of families are struggling, things like that. And that's something that we fundraise for pretty much together. This is a great time, even though it's already sold out, to pitch our Fairfield Firefighters Classic, which is on Monday. It's our golf tournament we do here in town at Smith Richardson, and that raises tens of thousands of dollars for the charitable association, and then we do the raffles, and that helps fund the benevolent association.
I'm a little mad at Lieutenant Smith. He did not tell me, not that you need my help at all, but I could have at least been a little bit of a partner in that and talked about it. But he's getting on a cruise right now. He's fine. He doesn't care. He's like, Melissa, we're all set.
I just got back from Florida. He's gone. So, hey, you know, I don't blame him. He's there to have a great time. Good for him.
I know. I love it. Honestly, I'm a little jealous because it's a Disney and he knows how I feel about Disney. So that's just a whole separate thing. But that's really neat. I love that. So, and the two are kind of married together, to your point. It's giving back to the community, but also supporting firefighters, who to me, I mean, that you want to talk about the backbone of a society. I mean, firefighters are right up there. It's incredible. Do you have any maybe examples of where, especially the benevolent association, has come into play for Fairfield firefighters in recent years? You don't have to name names.
Oh,
if you
no,
want
of
to.
Course
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah.
But a couple of our members have had of cancer diagnosis.
I was
going to
ask that. Mm-hmm.
And we were able, you know, obviously when someone gets that kind of diagnosis, the treatment's very tough and there's a lot of demands in the family. So we were able to, you know, provide some financial support and do a fundraiser for them to kind of help them out in that time. And one of the things that we did for that was I believe we called it Bags and Brews at Illicit, which was a cornhole tournament.
That we did talk about, actually. Yeah. Bob Smith did come on to talk about that, so I'll give you that. Oh, that's neat. And that went well?
Yeah. But yeah, that was a great success, and it was a great spot to have it. And then, again, when we have our charitable, the golf tournament for the charitable and the benevolent, we do that up at Smith Richardson, which we initially started it at a course in Norwalk, and we got to bring it home here to Fairfield, which, again, is a huge point of pride. I'm glad that we brought our golf tournament home, and they've been wonderful to us up there. We've had some great success, and from the money that we've raised through the charitable fundraising has gone to the MDA and the Tommy Fund and things like that. And I'm not on the board that picks it, but they always pick a new charity, and they, you know, they're always giving the money to different good causes. So whenever I find out where it's going to, I'm like, excellent. You know, it's never a bad thing. It's always a great organization getting money for a great cause.
I tell you, the firefighters, what don't they do? And is there a website, Justin, that it's that website that's like just the letters of the beginning of everything, right?
So I'll be honest. I tell everybody, if you want to find it, just Google the Fairfield Firefighters Charitable Association or the Fairfield Firefighters Benevolent Association. It's way easier. You know what it's like trying to type it in. You get one wrong and you get the dead-end link. So if you do that, it pops right up. I did it before I came on just to make sure. And we also have social media pages where we post, and especially if anyone listening wants to get in on the Santa Express, definitely follow that, because as we've discussed, there's about millimeters of room for error.
It's so true.
Before you're on the wait list, which sometimes you still get called for, but better to plan ahead and have a time for your family.
Well, Justin, I want to thank you so much for what you do professionally, but also for being part of our Diner Tour. See, that was not that bad.
No, you're right.
No fires. I told you.
By the end of it, I got comfortable.
Listen, I trust you. I'm going to call you if there's a fire, and you call me if you want to do radio.
Yeah,
again.
The next time I get a request for a radio interview, you'll be my first call, I promise.
Yes, fantastic. That's so good. Justin Crawford, thank you so much. We're going to talk to, we're going to be moving on to a couple new guests in the next half hour. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Melissa in the Morning, our Diner Tour, stop number one right here at Southport Diner. We'll be right back.